السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence. I'm your host, Rushdie Smile, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to, inshallah, use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move from average to excellence, bi'idhnillah. Alhamdulillah, I am extremely excited to meet you in another episode of the Best Versions of You podcast. In our last episode, we discussed two simple tools to achieve the best Ramadan ever. Can you recall what those tools are? The first tool I talked about was setting goals. Defining your targets, right? If the goal is to achieve the best Ramadan ever, obviously you need to define what the outcome of that goal is. If you can't visualize and measure your goal, you'll have a hard time achieving it. I mean, imagine you need to shoot at a target you can't see. It's quite impossible, right? So defining your target is exceptionally critical if you truly want to shoot at that target. But defining the target is just one step towards achieving it. Tool number two, I talked about setting a timetable to achieve that goal on a daily basis. The timetable helps you to have the clarity because you are saying to yourself, when are you going to do it, how you are going to do it, and what are you going to do it, right? So now that you have set a goal, now it's time to practice and define when you're going to do that. That's what we did in tool number two. Because without a clear plan, you are actually doomed to failure. Now, these two tools combined can help you tremendously achieve your goal. That is the best Ramadan ever. Today, inshallah, I want to share my third tool that will, inshallah, help you achieve your goal the fastest way possible, bi'idhnillah. In fact, this goal is the most important goal for you to achieve any of your goals in this world. And what is that tool? Well, that tool is creating a dua list. Yes, turn all your goals into a dua list. We all have goals and wish list, right? That's great. Alhamdulillah, we should have it. But at times, we forget to ask the right entity about our needs. We ask everyone, but we forget to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can provide us with what we need more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can do that? So, that's important that you create a dua list. You know, I play this particular game with my kids. I ask them to wish for whatever they want in life. So as you know how kids are, they usually come up with a very long list of things. You know, I need that, I need this, blah, 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 blah. And after all the fun is over, I ask them to rephrase what they asked for. So they usually say, oh, dad, I want that and this. I said, listen, instead of saying, oh, dad, I want this and that, switch it to, oh, Allah, I want this and that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can provide you with much more than your dad could ever dream of giving you, right? So that's the same message I have for you today. Write everything you like to have in this and the next world on a piece of paper. The only condition is that you shouldn't stop until you write at least 100 things on the list. I mean, it's pretty fun to try this out, inshallah. Once you have your definitive list, filter the 10 most important things you want in this world and the Akhirah. And then add those goals that you have set for this Ramadan as well. And that gives you a perfect dua list. And you might wonder, why do I need a dua list? And I'll come back to that, inshallah, soon. Now, the question is, what do you do with the dua list? Well, obviously, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as often as possible using that list. I mean, is there any better month than Ramadan for making some heartfelt and much needed du'as? Think about that. I mean, you know the answer, right? Subhanallah. Month of Ramadan is obviously the month of ibadah, month of... So it's a great time for all of us to invest some time to ask our dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually assured us that the dua of the fasting person is never rejected. It's never rejected. Think about that. It's a promise from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's take advantage of that beautiful promise. In a hadith in Tirmidhi, which is recorded in Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, as well as in Ibn Hibban, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the supplications of three groups of people are never rejected. Number one, the dua, supplication of the fasting person when he is breaking his fast. Number two, the dua of the just imam. And number three, and the dua of the oppressed. So these three people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never rejects their dua. Now, based on this and many other hadith, scholars say that one of the best times to ask dua is ask just a few minutes before breaking fast until the Maghrib Adhan is said. So it is basically the iftar time, but just before, maybe 5, 10, 20 minutes before iftar, you start your dua and continue until you hear the Maghrib Adhan. That's the most challenging time, right? If you have the least energy and your humility is actually at a healthy level at that time because you are tired and there's no reason for you to be arrogant in any way or shape. So that's the best time. So ask your dua during that time as much as possible. Now here's my practical tip for you today. Number one, create a dua list. Okay? As I said, write down everything you want in this world and the Akhirah, and then create a dua list. So carry the dua list with you and use it whenever you raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why do I ask you to carry a dua list with you? Well, let me give you three important benefits of always carrying a dua list in Ramadan. Number one, as we know from the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dua that originate from an inattentive heart is actually not accepted. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is an authentic hadith authenticated by Sheikh Albani, which is recorded in At-Tirmidhi as well as in Al-Hakim. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state that you are certain that your dua will be responded to. And know that Allah does not respond to a dua that originates from a negligent, inattentive heart. So just having a dua list actually helps us to be focused when we make dua. You know that from your own experience, right? You make dua from your heart, from your memory, and then all of a sudden you lose track of what you wanted to ask. So since we read it from a dua list, there are fewer chances that the mind will wander. So that's very important. And you can attest to it. Once you practice this, you will see that. Alhamdulillah, it's easier for you to focus. So that's number one benefit. Benefit number two is a dua list actually helps us to remember our duas. You know, sometimes we want to ask certain things and we truly want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we forget what to ask, right? And especially fasting sometimes leave us tired. We often forget to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we really want. So having a written list of du'as will truly, truly help us to remember them at the time that we need to remember. Number three, repeating our du'as will inspire us to act. You know, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same du'a repeatedly also means that we are passionate about getting these duas answered. Think about like a child who really wants something from their parents. They will be very pesky, right? Keep on asking again and again and again until parents give in. The same thing, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to ask actually more intense than the child asks a parent, right? So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same dua repeatedly, inshallah. The more passionate we are about something, the more we undertake to achieve it, right? So it should be shown in your dua. Like you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, I need this. I have this problem. Please help me achieve that." So Allah is definitely there to hear and accept our duas. So carry a dua list and use it after every prayer. Every prayer, especially during iftar and suhoor times. You know, those are the absolute prime time for making dua. So especially in Ramadan, those two times are very, very special. Now doing so, you are actually increasing your chances of getting your du'as accepted at a time when du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this practical step has immensely helped me over the last couple of years. And you too will be amazed at the results you get. Alhamdulillah. Try it out, inshallah. In fact, I sometimes go back and look at my du'as that I have written down for 5-6 years before. Alhamdulillah, to see that Alhamdulillah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted some of my du'as in that list. Alhamdulillah. So I hope this tool has really inspired you to create a dua list, and I hope you will create your own dua list and make use of this dua list during Ramadan. So with that, you are very well prepared for the coming month of Ramadan. I hope that's beneficial, inshallah. So that's it from me for today. And if you again find this episode beneficial, please do two things. Please do make dua for me, and please spread this goodness with your friends and family. Share with your friends and family. And also leave a 5-star review if you think we are good enough to get a 5-star, inshallah. So that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I hope this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. Until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and on your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.